This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
Your guys' show starting is the beginning of a new era.
So glad you guys are able to team up together for the afternoon show.
All right, well, we navigated that pretty well. I was worried. I'm always worried. Yeah, that's my bit.
My bit is good vibes.
I think those are good vibes, babe.
Who would dare interrupt me during my midday bath? Yeah. Oh, the Spiegel and Holmes show.
I might swerve in that corner.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
See Matt Spiegel over there.
We love Coach Spiegs.
Are you noticing that?
Well, I will tell you, Spiegs, if you've noticed it, I've noticed it.
Lawrence Holmes, put a star on it.
I have the driver in my bag. Today's a day for the driver.
Now watch this drive. Nice one, Lawrence.
How will we handle?
Greg Council joining us.
All right, that was fun.
Nico Horner.
It's good to be back. It's been a while.
Yeah, it has.
Miss your voice.
Oh, that's nice.
See?
You were
Look
supposed to
that.
Follow that up with
Mr. Musk.
Picked off by Jalen Johnson.
Jalen, this is Lawrence Holmes. Jalen, are you muted?
He's muted.
Bringing your rookiness to me, Lawrence.
That's on me, man. That's on me.
Forget about it, cuz.
Bob Costas.
Matt, thank you very much. And Lawrence, stop dominating the conversation the way you have over the last several minutes, really.
Joe Buck.
This is a one-way relationship. I don't think I've ever asked anything about. I think the last time I was in this imbalanced of a relationship,
yeah.
I married her.
Hey, man.
I don't care who they put on. Joe Buck's on, I turn the sound down.
Holy shit. Chicago.
Everything's fine. Everything's fine. Lawrence, everything's fine. Matt, everything's fine. Tanny, everything's fine.
It's like doing radio, right? You're only as good as your teammates. So, you know, Tanny comes in and he's a magician with his sound. And then you guys come on and your guys' team is great there. That's why your show is good. Football's like that, too. You can't be good by yourself.
What I mean, goosebumps.
Hell? Let's kick off this show with a bang.
I mean, let's go.
I don't know if there's anything not to worry about. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. We have got you until 6 o'clock. And we imagine that there are some very frustrated Cub fans that would like to have a chat. 312-644-6767 is the number. Alex is in Europe. Tanny is somewhere watching minor league baseball. I was supposed to be in Canada, but
yeah.
I'm not.
Uh-huh.
So it's just me, Spiegs, and Baby T. That man is Matt Spiegel.
What up, good people? This is a miserable state of a baseball season on a glorious and beautiful day. They're breaking people. They're breaking Cubs fans all over. Like, I'm hearing from Cub fans who are as diehard as anyone we deal with, Lawrence, and they are defeated. They're approaching apathy, or like my wife the other night, and like I've been tempted to do, just want to turn the thing off. It's hard to watch. Today, I thought there was a chance. I thought the eighth inning was going to give it to us.
Ooh, and Toronto tried. They're moving runners for you.
Yeah, man. I mean, is that the lowest point of the season? Let's say hello to the people. We can talk about all kinds of stuff. But, like, offensively, and just to see eighth inning, one-run game, second and third with nobody out, 2-3-4 in the lineup coming up, and you can't make contact in play. What are you doing as an offense at that point?
It was extremely ugly, and it's too bad because those at-bats were not good. Like, there have been times where the Cubs have had good at-bats with bad results. That stuff happens in baseball. These are not good at bats. Ian Happ with the half-hearted bunt attempts, and then it's like, well, now I'm swinging down in the count, and it just was ugly. Kyle Tucker still doesn't look like himself at the plate, and you just go, here's your opportunity to at least extend the game, which was a great game. Like, as far if you take the Cubs out of it, if you take the rooting interest of the Cubs out of it, what you got today was as close to a masterpiece as you can get from modern baseball, with two guys just slugging it out on the mound. And Scherzer and Boyd were both incredible. And I know Boyd gave up the two-run homer, but you shouldn't have to be perfect to win baseball games.
Matthew Boyd has been damn near perfect on the season. And that was an 0-2 pitch that caught a little too much of the plate. But he was incredible today. Just had everything going, and he's had it all year, getting all of his stuff going and just got hitters on a string. Scherzer was just firing fastballs down the pipe over and over and over again and gave up a bunch of hard contact that didn't go the Cubs' way, but then he can go deeper into the bag of tricks and get swing and miss whenever he wants. He's just he's a marvel to still be doing it at this age, and he'll be part of their postseason rotation. But yeah, man, that lineup was built to go against Scherzer. So you got Happ in the two hold as a lefty, and then there he is as a righty against Brendan Little, the former Cub. And that at bat, man, that at bat with the two, as you say, the two half-hearted bunt fouls, and then two balls, and then a swing and a miss with nobody out of men on second and third is just it's kind of inexcusable to not make contact and put the ball in play at that point. Somehow, some way.
It's weird because I'm kind of anti-bunt, right? But that was a situation where I would have called for a bunt. And you had, and Coon was talking about it too in the broadcast, Happ had the bat behind him. Yeah. And you got to get square, and you got to get the bat out in front of the plate. And he doesn't do that. If that's the approach that you're going to take in bunting, then I would rather you swing the bat and try to move it to the right side or hit a fly ball in that situation. It was just ugly.
It goes
ugly
back to our
hitting.
It goes back to our PCA conversation. If you can't bunt, if you have no skills for it, then I guess you got to throw your hands up and not do it. But, like, Ian shouldn't be there on the two-hole if he can't do that, if that's what you're going to ask him to do in that situation. It's just there. I mean, Ian has been a problem for a good long while. Ian is not worth the money that he's making offensively. And he's locked and loaded there in left, which is a position where you can hide a bat.
At times
when you need a bat, you could hide Seiya there, and maybe Ballesteros would have been up and DHing because he proved he could hit a little bit. Maybe you would have had something else that you could have done. You could have been DHing Carson Kelly, and maybe Reese McGuire is getting at bats today instead, which would have been preferable a couple times. There's Ian's 2 for his last 17 with 7 strikeouts, and too often, especially in the last 2 months, Ian has been costly, and he he just shouldn't be up there in the two hole. I got manager issues today as well.
Yeah, we can go through some of that stuff too, and let's not leave anything on the bone for Dansby Swanson either, with another opportunity with runners in scoring position, and he continues to struggle. You're listening to WSCR Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. It is the Spiegel and Holmes Show. We are live and local. We are going to talk Cubs with you. We're going to take your phone calls, 312-644-6767, and beyond that, Ryan Poles was on the station today. We'll go through some of the things that he said before we get out of here at 6 o'clock. You want to save your manager stuff or you want to go into it?
No, let's do a little of it now. But first, let's talk about Dansby, because you brought up Dansby. I mean, dude, you're ahead 2-0 in the ninth inning against a closer with Nico on second once he's advanced. And he takes a get-me-over-curve for a strike, takes another strike. And all of a sudden, it's 2-2, and Dansby ends up having to swing through a high fastball that's blown by him for a strikeout. You work a count to get the advantage. Now you're up 2-0. Shorten up. Make some contact the other way. Tie the ball game. Do what you can to try and get a ball in play. And instead, Dansby takes two pitches when he's ahead 2-0, and the closer's going after him. It's that 2-0 pitch. It was a get-me-over-curve. It was just sitting right there. It's like, man, if you're just shortening up and trying to make contact, but Dansby doesn't do that. Dansby is stubborn at the plate, and it is freaking maddening. The principal manager stuff is this, dude. Matt Shaw has an OPS over 1.1 since the All-Star break. He had a home run for you last night as you are scuffling and struggling for offense. I know it's Scherzer, but he shouldn't be in the nine hole anymore. This is starting to look David Ross-esque in terms of kowtowing to a veteran like Happ, who gets to be up in the two spot. And you've got a rookie in Shaw who has proven to you in the last 23 games that he can hit at this level and knows how to control a bat. You need contact and line drives on this team. Both Shaw and Horner should be higher in the lineup, regardless of whether it's a righty or a lefty to me. Those two guys need to be in more advantageous spots. That's my principal thought.
Let's spend a little time with you and get your thoughts out here on the Cubs. 312-644-6767. They are 2-4 on the road trip. This is the first time this season that they have lost three series in a row, lost to the Reds, and lost to the Cardinals, and now lost to the Blue Jays. How many runs have they scored? 17 total in these six games, so 2.8 runs per game. They were shut out, and they had two games where they scored one run inside of this stretch. This offense is very, very broken. Let's go to Dallas, and let's talk with John. Hey, John, you're on the Score.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. I'm appalled, man. I just can't take no more, because these guys get paid too much money. And for Happ to get up there to make $20 million a year and can't bunt, don't even know how to position the bat, that's appalling. That's a nick on the coach, because you learn that stuff in spring training. And these guys, man, how you have men on second? Why not squeeze? I'd rather him use Happ after the wild pitch to squeeze the run in. Tie the game. I'll hang up.
But if he can't bunt, you can't trust him to squeeze.
No.
If he can't sacrifice, you can't trust him to squeeze.
Remember when Justin Turner would pinch hit from Michael Bush against tough lefties? I mean, would he think about Justin Turner right there when you need bat control? Not going to pinch hit him for Tucker. Would you pinch hit him for Happ? I mean, they pinch hit for Bush all the time until he proved he could hit lefties. Happ getting way too much respect, in my opinion, and the guy has been scuffling and hurting you a lot. You end that game, Lawrence. Let me look. I know you end the game with PCA on the bench, and there could have been a spot to maybe think about that, but you end that game with Turner on the bench too, right?
Yep.
They pinch hit Saya, but you end that game, including that stretch against Brendan Little, the lefty, with Turner. Well, no, Turner came in and played first after the Suzuki pinch hit for Butch.
That's right, yes.
And, all right.
But Saya walked.
Yes, Saya walked. Saya walked in that crucial spot. So you still had Turner. You still had Turner that you could have used, because you brought in Turner after that in that inning. So, yeah, you could have used Turner for Hap right there, and they didn't. And they end the game with PCA on the bench against with the righty Hoffman. That Dansby 2-0 curve, just get me over curve, makes me insane. Dansby has made me insane this year at the plate. Super frustrating.
Especially with runners in scoring position. Desmond is on the south side. Hey, Desmond, you're on the Spiegel and Holmes show. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. That was probably the worst regular season loss feeling I've had about the Cubs in a very, very long time.
What was it that made it so bad for you?
You know, the icing on the cake, I was listening to the postgame show, and I love Coombdog, but he said that he felt today the offense started to turn the corner. And I'm wondering what game he watched when six of the last seven batters with the game on the line strike out, and the team goes 0-for-8 with runners in scoring position. What are we doing? We had our trade deadline acquisition striking out in the ninth inning with a runner at second.
Yep.
We did absolutely nothing at the trade deadline. Why do I care? I can't care more than the front office does.
Oof. Yeah, I mean, the deadline cast a pall over this entire thing. You know, Lawrence, we've talked about it.
I mean, you called it. You called it like the Friday after the radiothon. You're sitting here going, still waiting for some sort of late news from the commissioner of a trade that had gone through, and they just hadn't processed it. And then you're like, really? They really didn't do a lot? And this is where things stand. Here's where I think Coombe is talking about. And Spiegs kind of brought it up, too, earlier in the segment. There were a lot of hard-hit balls today. Scherzer did a great job of pitching to the park. A lot of those balls died on the warning track in center and right center. And so you've got a little bit of room to play with there. So that's a good thing that you're getting a lot of hard hit balls. But what Desmond said is true too. When it was, as Doug Buffon would say, nut cutting time, when you had the opportunity to tie or take the lead in the game, it looked like guys were squeezing the sawdust out of the bat and didn't quite know what they were doing.
That's the thing, Lawrence. That's why I go back to this idea of them being disheartened and them being a little bit tight right now. And part of it is just August, and it's a long season, and things feel harder. That's part of it. But they do look like a dispirited and dead-ass bunch. And it's kind of undeniable. Patrick Mooney and Sahadev Sharma were talking about it on their Athletic pod. And those are like analytical dudes who don't want to go there.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like, and that's why I bring them up, because it's kind of undeniable when you watch it and you see what you're seeing. Because go to their stats. They don't strike out a ton more than everybody else in the league. Their K rate is not outrageous. But in this game, that tightness right there and all that two-strike anxiety and one-strike anxiety, it's obvious. I will say, since the All-Star break, they're 28th in scoring, 20th in home runs, 24th in OPS, 23rd in batting average. The Blue Jays are number one in batting average. The Brewers are number two in batting average. I love home runs. You need home runs. Home runs win, especially in the playoffs, but they can slump. And when you get multiple power guys slumping at the same time, like dudes like Isaac Collins and Caleb Durbin and like dudes like that.
Made up players, you can say it. The guys that don't exist.
But frankly, dudes like Nico Horner. You know, dudes like Nico Horner. Nico would be a great Brewer. I hate saying it every time I do, but like dudes who...
He's going to be an awesome Dodger.
The line drive always plays, Lawrence. Nico said it. The line drive always plays. This team needs more line drives, damn it.
When you can look up and down the lineup and go, oh, that guy's scuffling, that guy can't find it, that guy's really, really struggling, there's too many of those. Like, if you look at today's lineup, and Suzuki came in as a pinch hitter and did a nice job in his at-bat and drew the walk, but that's a guy that's been struggling. Now, Dansby's been hitting the ball well, but not with runners in scoring position. Ian Happ is a streaky hitter. He's probably the most frustrating Cub that there is over the last couple of years. Man. Because you see those weeks where he binges, and then it's nothing for another couple weeks. No one knows what's going on with Kyle Tucker. No one. and seeing him struggle really changes the way, the dynamic of the entire lineup.
It really does, because against a lefty reliever, you're thinking that Tucker is toast, and he was against Brandon Little. And in the past, you'd think, man, whatever, he eats everybody. He eats everybody for breakfast. He'll eat that lefty reliever. And without him rolling in there, it has really been a problem. And without Saya rolling, then what do you have? What do you have? And you don't have PCA rolling.
Correct.
Either. I mean, those are the three guys. That's what I'm saying about the power all slumping. And Bush has been slumping too. He homered today. He had the homer and the double a few games ago. He's kind of been everything or nothing. But they just all seem gettable. And it feels like since the extension for Jed and the deadline, this thing has looked deathly broken again.
I mean, it's fair for anyone to look at the division and say it's probably over now. But by next Wednesday, we'll know for sure.
Yeah, you'll know for sure.
And then you got to start making some decisions, because you look like you have guys that either need some time away, like they need either a phantom IL stint or an actual IL stint just to get their heads right. Because it doesn't seem like it's great right now.
Lawrence, this is when they're supposed to be flying with momentum into the five-gamer that begins on Monday with a national anthem of consequence.
Well,
I mean, I, it's a lot of heavy lifting you're asking me to do here,
well,
frankly.
Then here's what I hope. I hope that the Cubs come home and sweep the Pirates.
Let's go.
Okay? And
let's
then
go.
My partner gets to sing the national anthem and not a funeral dirge on Monday against the Brewers in the first game of that doubleheader. Oh, boy.
Yeah,
that,
man.
Those five games, that could be the end.
I have a question.
Sure.
I have a question.
Yes, you, Mr. Spiegel.
Thank you very much. Thanks for calling on me, sir. Thank you. Lawrence Holmes. It's Spiegel and Holmes here on The Score. Tyler Farengel, Baby T's here. Baby T, how we doing? How does Baby T think we're doing?
Not good, considering that game and how negatively speaks you were not wanting to talk about the Cubs yesterday.
Baby T has on a Fly the W T-shirt.
I thought I'd give him luck.
And I was going to take a picture of him when he walked into the studio with it, because he just like was outside the studio screaming, damn it,
yeah.
about this
it's
team.
Grim. It's grim, man.
It is. It's very grim.
All right, I have a question. Back to you called on me.
Yes, you, Mr. Spiegel.
My question was not to Baby T. I was just trying to execute a Baby T third person, but it didn't work as I planned. Lawrence.
Sorry, Speaks.
No problem, dude. Lawrence, you appear to not be in Toronto.
I am not.
What happened?
Speaks.
What happened?
So, Speaks, with the early out yesterday, like I had an 8:25 flight, and I'm like, this is great.
It's cake. 5:30 out. 5:30 out downtown. You get to O'Hare with ease.
With ease. So I looked, and I was like, okay, your choices are, because we're very close to the blue line. I was like, take the blue line or drive. Okay?
Yeah.
It said 56 minutes on the blue line, 52 minutes to drive. I'm like, oh, okay, I'll get in the car. By the time it took me 40 minutes to get up Randolph to the Kennedy, okay? So then there's a compressed lane, so you have people turning from the second to right lane down onto the ramp. I stayed on that ramp for another 10 minutes. Just inverted, like just like that. Then I could see the sign to the express lane, half mile.
It's coming.
I stayed between the exit and that sign for 30 minutes. So it went from being like, oh, you're going to arrive at 6:26, which was perfect, to, oh, now it's 6:45. And I'm like, okay, that's still doable for my flight. And I put in my mind, I was like, if it gets to 7:15, I have no chance, because it's an international flight, and they asked if I could check a bag. I don't even have my boarding pass. I've got to get that there too. I'm like, so there's no chance, right? So then I see the thing just jump, and it goes from 6:45 to 7:03, and I'm like, I'm dead. Like, I'm dead, because I haven't moved at all. So I left out of here at 5:35. Okay. And so it got to 7-10, and I said, that's it. I was like,
so
I'm done.
Punted. You had to punt on the Toronto trip.
So here's why, though. And I'm actually kind of proud of myself, because had this been a domestic flight, I would have gone and continued. Like, I'm like, okay, I've got TSA pre-check. I can probably get through and get boarded and all that stuff. But with an international flight, it's a little bit more difficult. I would have been under so much anxiety that I would not have had fun on the trip. So I'm glad that I was like, do some adult bleep right now and just say, you lost. You lost this one. You made the wrong choice. And take your ass back to Hyde Park. And that's what I did. So I listened to the game. I went for a walk. I went to Small Cheval in Hyde Park last night, had a burger, and was like, okay, let's get all the errands that we need done on Thursday done instead of being in Toronto.
That's what happens sometimes. Thursday has you in Chicago and not you in Toronto. Maybe you would have been what the Cubs needed, Lawrence. I don't know.
Don't put
maybe
that on me. Don't you put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby?
Maybe I would have gotten a Skydome, souvenir of note. I did hear JD and Boog bring up Tim Hortons Timbits.
Yes, I did too. I was laughing. I was like, they're called Timbits.
And Boog's like, what are those? What are those?
You know what they are, Boog. Let's go to Adam, who's calling from Atlanta. Hey, Adam, you're on the Spiegel and Holmes show.
What up, Adam?
Hey, guys. Hey, that story, dear God, that story. I'm happy that you were able to turn a potential loss into a win with doing the adult bleep, but it'd be nice if the Cubs could turn potential losses into wins again and do a bulk adult bleep on their own, but apparently the Brewers aren't allowed to lose anymore. We aren't allowed to have anybody of consequence come back from an injury without being horribly injured immediately.
Yeah.
Or any trade deadline move that they did make come in and have more than 2.5 innings without getting injured. This season has completely gone so far off the rails that I swear, until Speaks, you mentioned that maybe Shaw should not be batting ninth, I was thinking the only thing Council could do would just grab a bat himself, bench Dansby, and go play second base for a day and do his crazy little chicken batting stance again. I think that's about the only thing that could change the fortunes of the offense, because when I see Kyle Tucker and Ian Happ and Dansby Swanson and this one and that one just swinging with giant racquetball-sized holes in their bats or whatever, I don't know, I think I just screwed up the analogy, it's just like, what do you do at this point?
You have to make changes. You have to try things as a manager. And he has admitted, after all the talk early on this season and other seasons about lineup position, it doesn't really matter. He's showed you it matters. He's told you. He has showed you. And we have seen the reaction of guys like Swanson when they're moved down. We've seen the reaction of guys like Nico when they move up. Nico's just good, man.
Ball player, man.
Right. Isn't he, though? Like, that single in the ninth, I'm like, there's a dude who just knows. Just get on base. Scratch your freaking way on base. And there's too many dudes. The fact that Dansby hasn't been reached by Ross or by Council or by Justin Turner. Remember my optimism at the beginning of the year when I saw Turner working with Dansby?
Yeah, you were saying
going the other way.
Another guy with World Series credentials who's played a lot of big games, and didn't they hit together? And that was like the first time that Dansby had like hit with a teammate and all this stuff.
Exactly. And it's like I'm so frustrated by his stubbornness and the stubbornness of a couple other vets. And it's Craig's got to be more aggressive. In no universe should Shaw be hitting nine. In no universe should he be hitting behind Dansby. I don't care what the opposition is. I don't care. Carson Kelly at four was a desperate stretch from the moment they started to do it this year. Trying to catch Carson Kelly in the middle of one of the best offensive seasons of his career, probably the best offensive start of his career. That one has faded away. I would have considered pinch hitting for him against Sir Anthony Dominguez there with a lefty like McGuire or PCA in the eighth inning. I know it's your cleanup hitter, but they used to do that for Bush. So I need Council to be more aggressive and taking more chances to try and find something that clicks. It would not be looked on as desperation in my mind. It'd be looked on as a manager just trying to get things going.
I think Tony's going to agree with you. Hey, Tony, you're on the score.
Yeah, hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. So, Speaks, you hit it right on the head. That's exactly what I was going to talk about. I mean, every day I'm waiting for the lineup to come out, praying Nico Horner's the leadoff man, praying Matt Shaw has moved up to, like, the fifth spot, praying Michael Bush is hitting cleanup because he's not a leadoff hitter. The guy does not walk. He strikes out. He's a slugger. He gets guys in with runners in scoring position. He's your cleanup hitter, and he should remain there. Why is he leading off? You're trying to do the Kyle Schwarber approach? Well, guess what? That guy walks. Michael Bush doesn't. Craig Counsell hitting Carson Kelly four is just ludicrous. The guy has shown you in the past, like, five, six games, he strikes out runners in scoring position. Yeah, he'll hit a single when it doesn't matter. He'll slug one that almost goes out of the yard, foul. He had his lightning in a bottle moment at the beginning of the season. This whole team did. It's over now. It's a colossal failure. This might be a 1969 fire dumpster, just like I'm going off the rails here, but
you're good.
Honestly, at this point, I hope the Reds pass the Cubs and the Cubs miss the playoffs. F them.
I don't want that. That's cold. Cold-blooded.
They've broken people, man.
Yeah, they have. So here's what we're going to do. Along with talking a little bit about the Bears and what Ryan Poles had to say about the quarterback and the left tackle position, we're going to keep rolling. Like, people need us. This is where, when I love to do sports radio like this, where we can kind of act like therapists and people can pull up a chair. But I'm not sure you can fix this. Other than to say, I'm sticking with my game plan on this, Spiegs, is you got to lose the battle to try and win the war. And I think Milwaukee's going to make that point to the Cubs next week, but maybe they can get themselves back on track against the Pirates this weekend. That would be ideal. So let's keep taking your phone calls on the Cubs, and we're also going to push into the segment a little bit of Bear stuff too, because Ryan Poles was on the Score, and he said stuff about your quarterback. We'll share it with you next here on the Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Gore.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Jim Ozarski covers the Bucks for the Journal Sentinel. He is the South Suburbs champion.
First of all, thanks for having me. I always enjoy being on with you, Lawrence, king of Evergreen Park. Appreciate that. look, Matt.
Afternoons on the Score.
And the 2-2 to Dansby. Swing and a miss. Ball game is over. Him out. And the Blue Jays have beaten the Cubs by a score of 2-1.
A dejected Pat Hughes. It was funny too, because even last night he was talking about Cade Horton. He's like, yeah, you know, Cade qualifies for the he can't get the loss. And I was like, oh no, Pat. Pat, that's how you're thinking? Oh no.
Hey, I'm glad you brought up Cade Horton. I want to apologize to you, to myself, to the baseball gods for deeming Cade Horton like a 3 as a pitcher in terms of his ceiling. He has shown me and shown everybody some serious stuff. Lawrence, he's developed a sinker now to go with the four-seam fastball. He's got multiple fastballs doing different things now. He's got some cut and some ride that he can play with, along with that changeup as a useful piece. And we know the swing-and-miss slider was the bread and butter, and the arm is holding up. This dude is becoming a pitcher in full before our eyes in the big leagues, and it is super impressive. So Ace is not off the table on the Cade Horton ceiling here, and I was wrong to take that off the table in earlier conversations.
He's been downright unhittable, and it's been great to see him continue to improve and make adjustments and get comfortable. And that's watching him last night, I was like, man, he is comfortable AF out there. Like, he's not scared, and that's good. And that, for young pitchers, it sometimes takes a while for them to get to that place.
You remember the last time he made a big start on the road? It was in Houston, and he got lit up. And they all talked about that, how that was a time to maybe learn a lesson, and he bounced back nicely. This is a big start on the road last night, and that dude was absolute nails. I'm extremely impressed and excited about his future.
We want to make sure that we do some fan service today and take your phone calls on the Cubs. There's also Bears stuff for us to get to you, and we'll get to it inside of this segment, so hang with us. Hey, Matt, you're on the Score.
Hey, guys, how you doing? Great to be on. Thanks a lot.
No problem. What's on your mind?
So a couple things, man. I mean, I'm a diehard Cubs fan. Can't wait to get to your Bears segment here momentarily. But it's all doom and gloom for us Cubs fans. And, you know, I want to shed a little bit of light on maybe some of the listeners who might agree with me. This is the worst the Cubs have been, obviously. They've been pathetic. But then you look back at the last 30 days. They're 11-13. You would expect like a 7-19, a 6-20, like for how bad they've been. They're playing just sub 500 ball. They're 16 games over. They're the top wild card. We obviously know they're not going to keep playing this way. Pitching has been solid. These guys are going to turn it around. I agree with the callers. We're not going to catch Milwaukee unless something drastically changes. But the Cubs are in a great position. And I think if every Cubs fan that is listening right now were to say, back at the beginning of the season, Cubs are 16 over, top wild card, it's the middle of August, I think we'd all be pretty happy. Don't get me wrong, they've got to make some changes. But a caller earlier said, like, there's no world that Shaw doesn't bat in front of Dansby Swanson. That's insane.
That was a host. That was me who said that. I disagree that we all would have signed off on this at the beginning of the year. If the record is really good, if you're telling me just the record, okay. But I think just about everybody, including me, thought that they were the class of this division and should have the division. And I, for one, I appreciate the positivity, and maybe I'll wrap my head around that as the weeks go on in advance of the playoffs.
Depending on what happens.
Depending on what they look like, and depending on how things go. But right now, I gotta admit, I personally am still in mourning at what appears to be the loss of the division. I'm in mourning about an absolutely brutal trade deadline when everybody knew they needed more inside that room and outside that room, and the way that they have played since, and some of the decisions that have gone with. So I'm not ready to embrace that positivity about wild card potentialities. We will. I can. Eventually, as long as they show me a little something.
Strangely enough, I'm the one that's got the positive view on this. Like, I will say, though, don't just be like, hey, they're the leading wild card. That could change tonight.
You bet.
So don't just think that's a thing. And because of how they've played, they've allowed other people to get back into the party.
Yeah, like, Lawrence, and three games at home if you're the leading wild card, but three games on the road if you're not. I mean, it is a massive, massive difference to not be the lead wild card, in addition to the massive difference of not being a division winner.
Yep.
So there's stuff that seems to have been lost that I'm not ready to be positive in the face of just yet.
But I feel very strongly about winning divisions, and winning divisions are important. But now, in my mind, you have to start thinking about how can you win the tournament. And the way that you can win the tournament is by making sure that everyone is healthy and rested, because they look like a hurt, tired team right now. And those are things that you've got to figure out a way around if you're Craig Counsell. Let's go out to John. Hey, John, you're on the Spiegel and Holmes show.
Hey, I'm calling up because I'm very upset with Kyle Tucker. I think he's the biggest gaping hole in the middle of their lineup. You know, when Nico Horner comes up with a guy on second, I'm sitting there like licking my chops. But when Kyle Tucker comes up, I'm like, oh, crap. You know, it's like, can you get me a fly ball with a guy on third base? Come on, man. I'm like, you know, and if he wants to hold these guys up at the end of the season when he goes into free agent, I feel like right now, don't let the door hit you in the butt on the way out. That's, you know, I'm ready to try something else out in right field, because I think he's a rally killer right now, and I'm like done with this guy.
Don't be done with the guy. I think the guy's got stuff going on, and he needs a break.
Guy's been truly great for his entire career.
And even this year.
Even for big parts of this year. But something is horribly awry.
Something's not right, and they've got to figure out how to do it.
Hey, man. But, you know, it took so much for Casey to get here. You know, it took Amaya getting re-injured. It took all of these slumps. It took a deadline where he didn't go away. But now he's here. The Tucker injured stint to give him a break seems to make a lot of sense. And Lawrence, you've been talking about giving that man a pause to try and get things right. Now that Casey's here, it's a pretty easy trigger to pull.
Yeah, the Amaya thing, like, you brought it up. I feel terrible. And you could hear it in JD's voice last night when the injuries happened. I'm glad it's just an ankle sprain. Because the first thing I thought was Achilles. Like, that was the way that he reacted. I was like, oh, no, man, he popped his Achilles. So yep. I'm glad that it's a sprain. And you talk about a guy who's got bad luck when it comes to these injuries. Miguel Amaya is that dude.
Yeah, you know, a sprain is a tear, right? So it's that tendon must have been torn damn near snapped, but not quite. And thank God. Yeah, I thought Achilles or maybe a fracture down there.
It was
somehow
scary stuff. Like, when you see Vlad Guerrero kind of be like, oh, bleep. Like, he's standing over him, like, making sure that he's okay. And it's just, like, all of this stuff has been rough. And then the Cubs have to turn right around, fly home, and then play a day game tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Now, luckily, the trip from Toronto is not that bad, other than, you know, the traffic to O'Hare.
Yeah, I was going to say, you wouldn't know. You wouldn't know about that trip from Toronto.
I would, but it was years ago when there wasn't construction every 5 feet. But still, to turn around and then have to play a day game, and maybe some guys are like, get us on the field as quickly as possible tomorrow. But I think they're a group that needs a break, and I don't know how you give a group a break other than to do a rolling blackout with the lineup. And I think that's part of what happened today with PCA. Like, just sit them down and say, I know you want to help us, but it's better for you to just sit there than us to play you.
And maybe that was part of why you didn't see PCA late or at any time. Maybe it was a full-on day of rest. You're in sneakers, as Joe Maddon used to say. It's just, look, today was rough. Some of these opinions and these calls are brutal because it's been a brutal stretch. And that eighth inning with second and third, nobody out, down a run, and you don't make contact in play with hitters 2, 3, and 4 coming up, I think it might be the worst offensive moment of this entire season, and that's saying a lot.
We're giving away a pair of general admission passes to Riot Fest for Friday, September 19th. The acts include Blink 182, Weird Al Yankovic, Alkaline Trio, Rilo Kiley, The Pogues, and more. September 19th through the 21st at Douglas Park in the city. Let's give it away now. Be caller 6 at 312-540-0670, and we will hook you all the way up with a couple of general admission passes to Riot Fest, which is good. I don't know if you know this, Speegs, but Ryan Poles was on today.
I do know this. On with Mully and Haw was Ruthie Polinsky, and for David, so it was Mully and Ruthie. And Ruthie's a really good football mind and football commentator. So I thought it was really cool to hear Ryan Poles and hear him talk from the perspective of Ben Johnson's partner, if not Ben Johnson's boss. You know me, I was listening for that ear. But he commented on a lot of stuff that was interesting.
Yeah, and once Tyler can get back to the studio, because there's just me and him here now. Everyone's gone, and he is taking care of our Riot Fest winner, and that's on me for sending him back there. And then being like, oh, yeah, we're going to the segment. We're about to play tape.
That's all right.
Baby T is getting a workout with this show this week. I tell you that much. And he's done really, really well with it. So we're very proud of Baby T.
Yeah, Baby T is one of the two Tylers. We're sometimes in 12 personnel with Tyler and Tyler in together. But is he the younger of the two Tylers?
Yes.
Is that how he got Baby T? Is that how that works?
I think that he is the Colston Loveland of that 12 formation that we're running out here.
Yeah, I turned 24 last month.
How about that?
Oh, my God. It's unbelievable.
He's very young.
I don't feel comfortable trusting anyone under 25, but he's done a nice job.
He's done a great job. So why don't we get to the thing that people care about the most, the quarterback stuff. This is what Ryan Poles said to Ruthie and to David and to Mully this morning about the improvement of Caleb Williams.
You can see, you know, for a young quarterback, you can see his progress that he's made throughout training camp. And really over the last 2 years, night and day, just in terms of the operation. And there's still room to improve. But he's taking ownership of that, being open to being coached hard, and he continues to get better. You know, with young players, it's usually, you know, 2-3 steps forward, maybe a step back, 2-3 steps forward, step back, kind of that natural progression as we've gone through camp. But I love to see him and continue to improve, you know, with the operation. And he'll have the opportunity to do that here in this first preseason game that he's going to play in.
So progress is not linear is what Ryan Poles is trying to tell you about his quarterback.
Yeah, and I buy it. I do buy it. I understand what it is. And you and I are lockstep in believing that people can improve. And Lord knows second-year quarterbacks – young men of Caleb's skill level and his aptitude can improve. It takes some personal humility to get there, and sometimes that can come by being coached hard and by being coached hard by somebody you respect. And Ben Johnson comes in here with a tremendous amount of respect. So that's why this process is so fascinating, is because we want to see it happen. I believe it can happen. We're not seeing quite the fruits of it yet. I thought there was a great exchange about the key phrase that has been discussed a lot by you and me yesterday, by Mike Sando in the quarterback tiers piece on The Athletic, and Mike Sando was on the station earlier today, by Sean Payton a couple days ago, by Teron Armstead in the tape that has been making the rounds about processing speed. And I appreciated Mully asking pointed questions about processing, and I thought that exchange was really good, Lauren.
Yeah, let's hear Mully and get into it a little bit here and talk about the concept of processing when Ryan Poles was on with Mully and Ruthie Polinsky this morning on The Score.
That's the time that you put into it as well. I mean, you got to get to the point. And I had all my scouts in. We actually spent time on, you know, not so much well processing speed, but instincts, read and react, and we really focused on that for every single position. And we feel like the more reps that you get at it, and the more big picture understanding of what you're trying to accomplish within the scheme, allows you then to start speeding that up. And the more reps that you get, the more opportunities that you get, you should see that improve. Obviously, you got to put the time in and have that relationship to get the clear understanding. So, yeah, we believe that that's definitely part of the evaluation, something that can continue to improve over time. So that'll be interesting. And then I tell you what, like, you look across the league, and I know there's historically you're probably right, but, you know, when you see a guy like Josh Allen and his completion percentage and accuracy improve like it did, you know, it gives you hope in development of really everyone on your roster. I mean, I'm looking at Nashawn Wright. I'm looking at Theo, offensive line. We're looking at Dom and Booker. Like, it's been really cool to see this staff lean into these guys and see this growth in a very short period of time. So as long as the work ethic's there, the dedication is there, the passion for the game, and then there's a relationship with the coach where they trust them, I think you can grow in all these different areas.
Okay, I hate when something is being asked specifically and it gets globalized. Mully isn't talking about Nashawn Wright. Like, we're not talking about Dominique Robinson and how those guys evolve. We're talking specifically about a quarterback processing. And I don't mind Ryan Poles using Josh Allen as an example. It's a really good one on the positive side. And I think there are others. And we brought it up a little bit yesterday. Geno Smith, Baker Mayfield. There are other guys that have gotten better as their careers have gone on. I hope that they're not trying to see it, and they're actually seeing the progress from Caleb Williams.
Yeah, I don't know. I think those three names are fascinating to me, because let's grant that all three of them didn't have good processing at the beginning of their careers. Two of them did not figure it out on those rookie contracts at the first place, and one of them did. So you're talking about three people, but those are different timelines. If Caleb is more like Baker and like Geno and the length of time and the length of work with good work ethics and all of that that it takes, then you've got a situation where he might not be the number one for, you know, by Ben Johnson's third year or something like that. But it's too early to declare any of that.
Correct.
It's just, I know people want to race to declare things
they
about
want
Caleb.
They bad speaks.
I know, man. And it's a blessing that we don't have to. Frankly, the temptation is there to get clicks and have conversation, all that, but you don't got to declare it. I just like that you and I enjoy being honest about where he is and what the challenge actually is. And I get that Ryan Poles is optimistic about him overcoming the challenge. I think we got a really good handle on what the challenge is, and we got, you know, plenty of time to watch and see how this is going to work out this year.
Yeah, I felt so passionate about it. I did a whole episode of House of L on it today. And it's long, and I did not expect it to be that long of an episode of the podcast, but I had gotten all my errands done. So if you search House of L on YouTube, there's a whole episode about stuff that Spiegs and I talk about, like, during breaks when it comes to, like, coverage of Caleb and all sorts of other stuff. If you need more Bears content, we need to take a break. When we come back, let's talk about holidays. Let's talk about some of the days off that you're going to be taking here in the fall.
We got a nice trend developing here. We got some holidays getting shout outs, and I'm really pleased to add a second one to the list. I really am.
This one I was not expecting.
No one was,
but you're going to hear about it next here on
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what?
now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Score.
Happy Chinooka. I have no idea what Chinooka is.
Baby T with the recorder version of a klezmer classic. Hava Nagila, Smokey Robinson is the guy I prefer to say Happy Hanukkah to me all year
happy
round.
Chinooka.
Yeah, because of the way he says it. I think it's impossible that that man grew up in show business.
In Motown and doesn't know. There's a lot of
no
people involved in the record business and in management back in those days that you would have thought. But then again, you know, he saw it with a C, and it's not really spelled with a C a lot nowadays.
It's a transliteration. It's Hebrew turned into English, and it can be spelled a number of different ways. It's kind of like ketchup and ketsoup. Ketsoup and ketchup. Chinooka and Hanukkah. Like, it's possible.
Now we have you saying it, too. You and Smokey together again. Well, apparently, Udonis Haslam make sure that he gets his thoughts in on every Jewish holiday that he can find.
Now you have everything you need. You go out and you go get Kennard, who's 44% from three. You make the trade for Porzingis. You got your young corn, Jalen Johnson, and Rashashana, however you say his name. Excuse me, I'm sorry. Rashashi, Zachary Rashashi. You have all these pieces. Now, are you going to make Atlanta? Listen, I messed up his name. I'm sorry. Listen, don't be mad at me, Kirk. I took a page out your book.
That's brutal.
Yeah, it's all good. But listen, I took a page out your book, Kirk.
That is amazing. The fact that Rosh Hashanah, which, you know, it, within the Days of Atonement, one of the high holidays, one of the Drew holidays. Was it Drew holiday? I think. One of the most important days of the Jewish year was on the tip of Udonis Haslam's tongue. I got to wonder why. I got to wonder why he had Rosh Hashanah on the brain that he got there that quickly. That's phenomenal.
He did spend 20 years in Miami, though, right?
That'll do it. What's the name? What's the name of the owner of the Miami?
Mickey Aronson, isn't it?
Yeah, it sounds like a member of the tribe. I don't know for sure. I'm going to go ahead and say I don't know for sure.
I'm going to put you in charge of that.
You think Udonis Haslam has been at Mickey Aronson's house for Rosh Hashanah dinner?
I'm certain that he's been to his house. I don't know if he's been there for Rosh Hashanah dinner, but maybe he has. Yeah. And maybe, you know what would be great? It would be great if he actually does something with someone on Rosh Hashanah now.
But he didn't reference it himself. It makes me want to go and look back. Some of those years when Rosh Hashanah is late, like maybe it got into heat season. Is it possible?
Yeah, I guess.
Or at least training camp or something. Maybe you missed a practice for Rosh Hashanah and it struck a nerve. I don't know.
I want this to be like the young black man who got invited to the Thanksgiving dinner by the older white lady and now they spend every Thanksgiving together.
Yes.
I now want this to be what happens with Udonis Haslam. I want him to now go to the Rosh Hashanah dinner with someone every year.
We as a culture, and I mean the Jews, will not be doing our part for world peace until Udonis Haslam is wishing all of us a Rosh Hashanah blessing together on the actual holiday this year.
It's very strong. Thanks to everyone who called in. We know that it wasn't a satisfying day if you're a Cubs fan, but we appreciate you anyway. Baby T with a great job today, and he better close it out with a great job tomorrow or else we throw him in the dungeon. For Baby T, for my partner, Rosh Hashanah Spiegel, I'm Laura Tomes. I am Chinook Holmes saying thank you so much for the love and support you show this show every single day. We will do our best to return the favor tomorrow after the Cubs take on the Pirates. We'll see you then. Happy Chinooka.
Happy Chinooka.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility.
at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.